Bonjour to Alison Gofton.
Bonjour, ça va?
How are things?
Fantastic. Yeah. Yes, no, this summer is here. It's to be 38 on Sunday.
Oh, that's probably a little bit too hot, isn't it?
So what happens, it's like winter. Everybody closes their shutters. You stay inside till about 7 o'clock at night and then everybody comes out.
Yeah.
Otherwise it's too hot.
Well, I would think with temperatures like that, you would be wanting to turn your home into a refrigerator. You would certainly want to be keeping your butter in the refrigerator. And we are focusing on butter and baking this morning, which of course are two very French things.
They are. And tomorrow here is Saturday morning because, you know, Friday night for us, and I will be buying my butter at the marché. And in actual fact, tomorrow morning I'm going at 5 o'clock to the marché to photograph it for a story. And at the fromagerie, that's the guy that sells the cheese, he backs in his truck because all the sellers have their own display on their truck. So Dominique Boucher arrives with all the cheese, and in the fridge is the butter. Now, it's made from raw milk, or raw cream, I should say, that has been cured. That means it's had a bacteria added to it so that it actually becomes cultured cream.
Oh.
And from that, once it's settled for about 70-odd hours, they then churn it into butter. They do the same with pasteurized cream, and that's what gives France's butter its unique flavour. We don't do this at home. We churn our butter from cream. But here in France, the butter is cultured first, then it's churned. It doesn't have salt added to it. Most of the butter is called doux, D-O-U-X, doux meaning sweet. There is no salt added to it. And then you buy demi-sel,
which
is half salted at about 3%, and then you buy salted, which can be up to 10%, depending on what you want to do with it. So Madame, who goes shopping at the marché, she knows exactly what she's going to do with her butter, and she will buy the butter that she wants for whatever tasks she's decided to do in the kitchen.
So if you were looking for some butter on the table to have with bread, you know, before your first course in a meal, would you go with the really, really highly salted butter? And they almost have the sort of flaky sea salted butter, don't they?
Yes, they do. That butter is best because here, bless them, they don't serve butter with their bread in France. Bread is served au naturel, as are your croissants.
Really?
Where they serve, yeah.
I never knew that. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, no. You know, never, ever do you get butter with your bread. When you ask for it, they go, anglais, from Britain. What they do, though, is they serve butter with the ham on or the gherkins and radishes. So you get this little plate for starter, and it's got a wedge of butter on it. And you put the butter on one of those things and eat it. And salted butter on your radishes is just delicious.
Would they ever have something like duck fat just to eat with bread?
No. The duck fat here is all taken up with the confit, which is the cooking of the duck. So no, but you can buy the duck fat, and it is as cheap as chips up here.
Okay. Oh, that's very interesting.
Unlike New Zealand, where it's quite expensive.
Yeah.
The flaky salt crystals are better on something where you can really taste them.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Baking today, we're going to make today a butter, walnut and lemon syrup loaf.
Oh.
This is certainly delicious. It's not one for the hips.
Okay, never mind. We don't worry too much about that. It's a weekend. Yeah.
So what you need is 250 grams of unsalted butter. Unsalted butter or butter doux is sweeter and it carries sweet flavours much better. It doesn't get masked by the salt. Then you're going to beat into that a cup of caster sugar, some vanilla essence or lemon essence if you've got it. And you're going to beat that till it's really, really fluffy. So the butter needs to go from dark yellow to almost white. So that means you need a mix master and you're going to beat it and beat it and beat it. And then you whip into that butter lots of air bubbles. Because in France, their cakes or their gâteaux are not often raised with raising agents like Mr. Edmunds in New Zealand. Here, they are more solid and dense and moist, their cakes.
Yeah.
Into that, you're going to beat in 4 eggs, one at a time, and the eggs must get room temperature because when you add cold eggs to well-fluffed beaten butter, it will separate out and it will lose all the air and it will look like a curdled mess. Ah. So make sure the eggs are at room temperature. Add in the grated rind of 3 lemons, and then stir in 1 cup of creme fraiche. That's cream that's just been, it's a good recipe, isn't it? Just been soured a little bit. Then you're going to sift together 2 cups of flour, 1/2 teaspoon of baking powder and 1/2 teaspoon of baking soda. We use a mix there because of the lemon rind. It adds a lot of acid and you don't need to have, or baking powder. And then what you're going to do is fold that through. So you don't beat it and you don't stir it. You just gently turn it over in the creamed mixture. And if you like, you can add in some walnuts. In France, if you cook it in a loaf tin, it's called a cake. It's not called a loaf.
Right.
If you cook it in a round tin, it's called a gâteau.
Ah. And
of course, cakes take their name from the shape that they are cooked in, not from their size. So turn it all into a really, really large, well-greased loaf tin and bake that for about 60 minutes at 170 degrees. When it comes out, if you want to, you can take all the lemon juice from the lemons that you've used, add in the same amount of sugar. So it'll be about 1/2 cup of lemon juice and 1/2 cup of sugar. Stir it until it's all dissolved and pour that over the hot loaf or cake. And whatever you do, don't ever turn your hot cakes out of the cake tin because they just break into pieces. They've got to sit there for about 10 minutes before you turn them out. It's delicious.
That sounds
incredible.
No, that sounds amazing. Thank you so much. And thank you for what has been a most educational morning.
You're very welcome. Au revoir, monsieur.
Au revoir. Thank you very much, Alison. We will catch you again soon. And that recipe will be on newstalkzb.co.nz.